what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, doll, I'm writing a book right now. I can't finish it, though, because I'm missing your number.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a phone book.
That was so terrible.
Well, after he says that, don't roll your eyes so far back in your head that you pass out. Instead, give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Danny. Quick quiz for you. Just wondering if you could tell me if this is A, Jeff, B, Kim, C, Trish, or D, none of the above. Just from the other night. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so dumb. I don't think you get it anyway. Bye.
Next message.
I don't get it.
I don't know who it was.
Dude, did he hook up with a bunch of chicks and they were cool with it?
Or was she trolling him?
I have no idea.
Now I want to play the game. Who was it?
Yeah, that's really what I'm curious about.
Wow. I think it's D. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think it's Kim.
I think none of the above.
Next message.
Hey, it's... So, I had a question. Would you ever consider dyeing your hair? I mean, I like how you look, but I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I've liked blondes a lot more.
Hmm.
You know? I guess my mom was one. That probably has something to do with it. Have I told you about her? You know, it'd be great if you two could have some time together. I bet you'd love her. Anyway, so get back to me on the hair dyeing, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Next message.
We get a lot of calls like this into the Loser Line. That whole thing about dudes wanting to find somebody like their mom. There's way too many dudes out there that really just want to be dating their mom.
They take it literally.
Yeah.
Dude. It's gross.
What kind of fantasies is this guy having?
And how
I think we know what kind of fantasies he's having, and that's probably why he got the number to the Loser Line. Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie, this is Long Boy John. I don't normally do this, but, yeah, I just been cutting your grass for a little while, and you've been watching me, and I kind of like it, and I'd like some more, so I just want to unhook my trailer, take the magnets off my truck, and take you out for a meal, maybe a drink. So if you want to, just give me a buzz back, like a buzz cut, you know. Okay, bye.
That was awkward
at the end there. Great joke, though.
Yeah,
loved the joke.
It was really good, but I think he kind of read what she was watching wrong.
Yeah. He got the Loser Line phone number, probably also going to lose a client.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Derek, it's Anna. I just wanted to let you know I really like you, but I can't date you because I think you're kind of too smart for me. I kind of prefer to date guys who are, you know, kind of dumber than me because it's just easier. I mean, like the other night, you said a word and I didn't even know what it meant. Precocious? What is that? I went home and I tried to look it up, but I couldn't even look it up because I really couldn't spell it. I mean, is it like P-R-E or is it like P-E-R? Cautious or whatever. The whole thing is just stressing me out. It's just giving me anxiety. So I'm sorry. I mean, I hope you can find a smart person to date you in the future, but it can't really be me.
Next message.
I don't wonder why she got the Loser Line. I think I know why. It's because she doesn't even know three-syllable words. And the guy that was with her probably was like, yeah, I don't want to date you again. I'm just surprised she was able to actually type in the Loser Line into her phone and dial it. Good job. Yeah.
Oh,
what
man.
A wonderful work.
No,
she's honest with herself.
No, you guys, this has me so concerned. It's just more proof that, like, it's fine to be dumb. But it's not fine to be dumb and look for someone's dumber because then you're going to mate and then you're going to have the dumbest. Like,
have
this
you
is where
met,
we're headed.
Have you
this
met people?
This is the gap.
Have you been online anytime in the last, like, hour? This is exactly what it is. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Destiny, it's Ken. I got your number on Thursday, and I wanted to know if you still wanted to cruise around in my vet. I did notice that you got a little excited when I was talking about my vet, and, you know, we're moving into top-down weather. Not your top, but the vet's top. And, you know, there's nothing hotter than two beautiful people riding around in a convertible Corvette. Anyhow, give me a call back when you get this, or shoot me a text, or really anything. I'm available.
Next message.
I wonder why he's available. I wonder why his schedule is so cleared up.
Yeah. I bet he's got plenty of time for his Corvette club, though.
Well, of course.
Stereotypical. Yeah. He's like, I can tell once I mentioned the vet.
You were into it.
Yep. Honestly, I have never had a conversation with any girlfriend ever that involved, well, I have to date him because he had a great car.
Right?
Like, that's not...
Or maybe certain cars, but no, definitely not a Corvette. I mean, not, especially not in today's day and age.
No. Like, if it's a Lambo.
Go back to the 80s. Yeah, no. Maybe a Lambo. No, maybe. Maybe
a
Lambo.
If it was a PT Cruiser, then let's talk. But...
Yeah, no, definitely not. But a Lambo, for sure, I could see that happening. But a Corvette, not unless you're back in like 1984. Yeah. Anyway, listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.